Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
And being that it's 7 o'clock, we are going to get underway. Let me do a quick sound check, and then I'll do a hard opening greeting. I should have Dean, Agnes, and Jim on the line, correct?
You do.
There's yes. One. There's two. And Jim, still with us?
I'm here, Vance.
All right. Alrighty, everybody. I want to welcome you to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers. Of course, that's the greeting that the recorded version always plays back so people know exactly who's hosting this call. And I want to thank you for taking 30 minutes out of your schedule to join us. We have three wonderful, delightful guests. I know my email only mentioned two, but at the last minute I asked one more to join us just because of, you'll understand the just because. But we've got a powerhouse dynamic duo in mother-daughter, Agnes and Jane Dumphy, with us. And they're going to be the star attraction bulk of the call. And we're going to focus in today on the benefits that can be derived from utilizing Neekin's meal replacement solution called Vital Balance. Now, just as a reminder, there is no such thing as a magic bullet or the silver lining that one solution or one product can, you know, make your, retain your, you know, dark brown vivacious hair that's falling out, or, you know, get it back to the way it was in your teenage years, or regrow a limb that, you know, has been shorter. There's no such thing. There's no such thing. What we've discovered in Neekin is that when it comes to sleep, water, air, nutrition, and pain relief or pain management, we've got the goods. And I don't say that arrogantly or biased, because I'm approaching my 21st anniversary with the working with this great company. It's just simply from looking at what else is out there. And let me give you a quick example, and then we're going to jump right on into things. And I want to thank Agnes and Jane and Jim, first of all, for being on the line. And those of you who are new to Saturday AM Live, just as a reminder, at the end of the call, when we finish with our guests, I do have quite a few announcements, and we'll go over those, and then we'll open up the line for Q&A and all that kind of stuff. So let's jump right on in. What's a typical, and this is kind of what I want to focus on to piggyback on what my wonderful mom shared last week, and those of you who have the flyer or the challenge that she put together. It's geared as a 90-day challenge, and it's called the Shred. And basically, in our family, we don't talk about losing weight or I lost 10 pounds or I want to lose some more weight. That's a negative connotation. What we always like to share with people is that, hey, what are you willing to donate? What would you like to give up? What would you like to shred? And so that was kind of the thought behind her putting that together. And if you don't have that document, please email me, and I'll give my email out at the end. But for most people in our culture today, and I'd say Americans, but it's all North Americans, it's around the world, because the influence of American diet is affecting people outside of our borders. But for most people in our culture today, we're not starting the day out right. And I've got in my hand something that I cut off of a box, which already tells you that it comes in a box, a bag, or a can. Probably not the greatest. But it says, and this is a typical breakfast for a lot of people, zero trans fat, cholesterol-free, good source of calcium, good source of 5B vitamins. It does contain wheat, milk, soy, and egg ingredients. And what's amazing is it's got 35 grams of carbohydrates, 18 grams of sugar, and only two grams of protein. What am I reading right off of the label? Pop-Tarts, folks. Pop-Tarts, toaster pastries. In 45 years of my life, I've never eaten one. I have no idea what they taste like, but I found this in the garbage because one of our daughters has been given it as a gift, and she threw it away, and I said, I want to save that box. What we have with the Vital Balance is completely the opposite. 18 grams of protein, 1 gram of sugar, 1 carbohydrate. Nothing but organic vegetable protein in the ingredient list, and none of the other stuff. And I want to, before I have Agnes and Jean and Jim share, I want to remind folks that the Whole Foods Revolution site, if you go on to Neekin's site, before you even log in, or if you just Google Neekin, at the very bottom of the page, once you get connected to any of our sites, down at the very bottom it says Neekin Microsites. Click on Whole Foods Revolution or the Vital Balance section. And look at, do the comparison. Look at what's in the Vital Balance compared to what's not. And you're not going to find any ingredients like what's in a thing of Pop-Tarts. But that's what a lot of people in the world today, they start their day with stuff like that because it's quick, it's convenient, because it says right on it, you know, good source of calcium, good source of 5B vitamins, and it doesn't have any trans fats, but it's got a bunch of chemicals in it, it's got a bunch of garbage. So, let's start with Agnes, and then that way we can let you off the hook, because I know you're nervous, you've never been on a conference call like this, and that's fine. Agnes, we spoke a few weeks ago, correct?
Correct.
And just for the record, the two questions that a guy is never supposed to ask a gal, to be proper and to be politically correct, you're already laughing because you know where I'm going. I'm never supposed to ask your age or your weight. And I'd like to know both of those right up front so people understand who we've got on the line.
Okay. I'm 86 years old and I'm 118 pounds.
Okay. So 86 years old and 118, and what did you weigh for most of your life?
Oh, in the 140-150 bracket.
Okay, 140-150.
Oh, yeah.
When you started with Vital Balance a few months ago when it was introduced, what were you at? What were the numbers?
I was 138 at that time.
138. So you dropped below 140, so there's a 20-pound difference to where you're at now.
Right.
And going back to my Pop-Tart analogy, and I'm sorry for those folks of you who are listening and you're saying, why on earth is Vance talking about Pop-Tarts? What is this obsession about Pop-Tarts? I'm not obsessed with it, but we could talk about donuts. I was offered a donut for breakfast yesterday morning as I dropped my daughter off at school, a Friday program she's doing, and I looked at the principal of the school and I said, I hate donuts. And he went, oh, that's kind of abrupt and abrasive. I said, sorry, but I'm not going to put that in my body. Agnes, what did you typically eat for breakfast for most of your life?
Oh, most of the time I had toast or cinnamon toast or else maybe an English muffin, you know, had juice, coffee.
Okay.
That was it.
Just that, which is, again, typical,
right.
Typical meal for most people. So juice, you got sugar, coffee, you got acid, and then suspending the flavoring, and then whole grain, even raisin toast or a whole grain
right.
muffin, there's some value there. But as we, most of us are learning that grain converts the sugar into the body and that's the way it gets processed. So it's substance, but and yet it's not protein. What are some of the things you've discovered utilizing the Vital Balance instead of that?
Well, I'll tell you, the first week was not easy. It is hard to change old habits. Avoiding all sugars, bread, pasta, and fruit for 2 weeks was a challenge. The good part is it's very satisfying. There are no hunger pains. That was outstanding. Made a big difference in my life.
Now, when you say there was no hunger pains, did you drink?
Well, because so many times during the day, your stomach would start growling at you. And, you know, it wasn't satisfying, apparently. You know, it wasn't the same at all. And now I prefer using unsweetened almond milk and Greenzymes with my Vital Balance. It tastes like a delicious milkshake. Oh,
okay.
It's terrific.
Okay.
And this is the most success I've ever had at losing weight.
Okay. Now, see, when you talk about this is the most success you've ever had at losing weight, so you've been down this journey before.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
With all kinds of different things.
Okay.
Not successful. not. Let's put it this way. Maybe successful in the short run, but it didn't continue.
Oh,
right.
Okay. Which again is typical because we get on a program and we give it everything we've got and we may drop 7 to 10 or even 15 or 20 pounds. But so this is, you've been able to keep this off for how long now?
It's 6 months.
Oh, okay.
It's 6 months. I started in February.
Okay.
and it just was gradual. I wasn't going on a scale, so I didn't keep track of everything. I just taught and knew right by my clothes. It was, you know, I wasn't. And the wonderful part is not getting that annoying pangs during the day at any time. Never.
And you did it first thing for breakfast. That's
yes.
all you did.
That's all I did.
Just one shake a day.
Right.
Okay. And let me ask Jean to interject here as well, because I know Jean, and again, right up front, if mom's 86, that means you're going to be probably in the 50-60 range, correct?
I'm a fabulous 57, Vance.
There we go. Okay, thank you for making it easier on me. And when you started, same time as most of us did, when those of us who have been with Nikan a while, but Nikan introduces a new solution, and we just, I don't know if we're like a bunch of sheep led to the slaughter, it's a terrible analogy, but we all just trust them. We trust Dave Balzer, we trust the development team when they introduce something, and we jump on board, we integrate it into our wellness lifestyle, and we get results. And I do believe you started in February, same time as mom, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And what initially up front, same reaction of, you know, the first week was the hardest week, or no?
Well, what I noticed, Vance, was the very first day that I had the shake in the morning, the next morning when I woke up, I wasn't starving. And normally I would wake up and I'd be starving, and I'd be running around and not really taking the time to eat. And then around 11 o'clock, I would just start to eat, like, everything because I was so hungry.
Sure.
The very next morning after taking the Vital Balance, I didn't have that hunger. It was amazing.
So it's not, there's a residual effect on it as well for you then?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I found that adding a second shake, when I listened to one of your calls and somebody said, oh, I have another shake in the afternoon, I thought that was brilliant. So then I started adding a second shake in the afternoon.
And so give us a total of what you've not lost, but what you've donated or what you've shredded, just talking about weight. And then I want to hear about inches as well, but what's your total since you started?
Well, I've donated, Vance, probably about 45 to maybe 50 pounds.
Okay.
And in terms of inches, I don't measure the inches, but I just know that people tell me I look great and, you know, you've donated a lot of weight. I mean, people don't say that, but, you know, they just tell me how great I look.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'm continuing on it. I'm totally hooked on the Vital Balance. I mean, I carry it with me. I'm like a Vital Balance addict.
Okay. Which, by the way, you bring up a topic without saying what I'm not saying, because if you put words in my mouth and say, oh, yeah, I heard that from Vance, when you talk about carrying Vital Balance with you, for any of us, it's going to get easier in a few weeks' time. Is that enough hint? Hint, hint, hint? Yeah, it's going to get easier if you carry it with you on the go. There. Let you in a little insider trade secret. Now, Gina, I'm also curious, when it comes to, you said you don't have the hunger pains the next day because you're, you know, your mom even mentioned that as well, and it's the same thing that we all experience. But how can something that's only 125 calories sustain us that long? Well, it's because of the ingredients. When you have pure organic vegetable protein that's clean, it just works that way, especially with none of the other junk. No whey, no soy, no dairy, no GMOs, no added salt. What else am I missing? There's one other no that isn't in there. But focusing in on the positive, it's just 18 grams of pure protein. Gene, you had mentioned 45 to 50 pounds. You feel people's comments to you. Last month, and I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty details of this, but you had a surgery scheduled, correct?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And tell us about that. And this was a major life-altering surgery, and it wasn't just because of, I believe, blood sugar issues and circulation stuff going on, but there was another thing. Let's talk about that for a couple minutes.
Right. Well, basically, Vance, I've been lucky to have become involved with Nikan for over 13 years. And I believe that living in a wellness home for the past 13 years really gave me the foundation to handle a major, major challenge I faced beginning in 2011. And I believe that having the Nikan solutions in my life is what's allowing me to be here with you today. I mean, in all honesty, I don't believe if I didn't have that foundation, I would have survived what I went through. I had developed a major infection in my foot, and I've had surgeries and been in rehab and everything since 2011. So I've had multiple surgeries. I've had the help of wonderful doctors. I mean, doctors are wonderful. They can support us in our journey. And I was facing another surgery. And I believe having the vital balance just kind of kicked it up a notch, as they say on the cooking shows. And I didn't have to have the surgery, Dan. And, I mean, you can go from life-altering to life-changing with Niken and our products. And, of course, our extended Niken family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, you know, Tom, because you and I have chatted in the last couple of weeks, because when I first heard through two other wonderful friends that you were able to cancel this surgery, and it would have been life-altering because of the nature of it, but something in, and it, what were the exact words that the team, I think you called them the team dumpy, the medical people, what was it that they said when you went in and you were going through the process of preparing to have this surgery, and what was it they told you, and what happened in your mind that, oh my goodness?
Well, they just basically said to me, you know, keep doing what you're doing, you know, keep doing what you're doing, keep working on donating more weight, and I don't know what else they said, Dan.
I mean, but obviously when someone says to you, well, we don't need to do the surgery because what you're doing is right, what went through your mind at that point?
I was just so grateful. I mean, you really don't realize the value of your health and your life until you're really facing, you know, a life-changing illness and a life-changing decision. Mm-hmm. You know, we tend to take things for granted, and it's like, wow, like, I can't walk. It's like, that's pretty scary stuff.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in a rehab room and you look at all these sick people, it's like, wow, this is like, I gotta get out of here. You know, this is crazy. So I turned my rehab room, Vance, into a wellness room. Mm. I mean, I had the water, the sleep, the nutritional, and the Kenko seed, and just everything. And I surrounded myself with Niken, and that really supported me through my entire journey, and it continues to support me to this day.
And I want to ask you, Agnes, when your daughter calls you and tells you, hey, Mom, they're not going to have to do the surgery, what went through your mind? And again, I'm not pinning this all and giving all the credit to just the vital balance. However, when you put a component in like this, it really is a game changer. And we've seen this for the last 7, going on 8 months now, that so many people's lives, and I keep coming back to this thought, it's only one item, it's only one solution. How can it be so simple? And yet it is, because we go back to what Dave Balzer and the other engineers, when you have a product development guru like Dave Balzer, whose background is in chemical engineering, and can put components together, like what's in it, it is a life-changing experience, because most of us, we didn't have access to, you know, a bouquet, a smorgasbord of organic, you know, vegetables like what's in this product. But what went through your mind when Jean called you and said, hey, Mom, or what did she say to you?
Well, it's just giving the information to us, and it's overwhelming. We're thrilled. We're delighted. We thank God for the blessing that she's able to continue her life the way she was before. That's a big help. It's frightening when your child is disabled and might lose her life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, I want to switch gears here a little bit and ask Jim to throw in his 2 cents, because the reason why I asked both of you ladies your age is because of the bottom line fact that we see a lot. We are inundated in our culture. And I know this not just here, because I've watched some stuff online that's over going on in Europe and up in Canada and down in Latin America. Dealing with weight is such a huge, huge issue. And what always astounds me is most of the pictures we see are people in their 20s, 30s, or 40s. And they show the before and the after picture. And, of course, the before picture, they're wearing sweatpants and they're wearing bright clothing to make them look bigger. And then the after picture is always wearing something slinky and black. So it hides and it makes the results look even greater. Most of these people, though, are in their 20s, 30s, and 40s. That's just what advertising and marketing uses. Jim, you are approaching a question on the line that I'm going to say better.
I kind of lost you there, Van. There's a lot of noise.
Okay. Oh, no, there we go. Okay, you still with us?
Yeah, can you hear me?
There we go. You're loud and clear without the noise. Thank you. Perfect. Jim, you're coming up on your what birthday again?
Well, in 8 days, I'll be 70.
Okay, so coming up on your 70th birthday, so 7 decades, you recently joined NECAN again, and you're using the Vital Balance. You've been using it, I think, since you came on board. Give us some cold, hard numbers.
Well, I've been using the Vital Balance and the Jay Greenzyme since mid-June, and I ordered it on June 12th, and I got it 6 or 7 days later, and I've been on it since then, taking it every morning. And I've had a lot more energy, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that I've lost weight. And
did you lose it, Jim, or did you donate it? Because you're not going to go find it, are you, Anna? Are you?
Oh, no.
I just want to make sure.
My weight previously fluctuated between about 205 to 210, but, you know, I always said, well, I'm like 205, lying to myself a little bit. But right now, my weight has been consistently dropping, and this morning I stepped on the scale and I weighed 174.
Holy smokes. Okay.
That's like 30-some pounds.
That's a 30-point spread. And you're talking in 3 months' time.
Right. And also, when you mentioned inches, when you were talking Gene, I went and I checked my belt to see how many notches I'd moved it up. My favorite belt, I've moved up 4 notches, tightened up 4 spaces. And if I want to continue using, like I say, my favorite belt, I'm going to have to punch another hole. And people that I know have mentioned it. When I don't see people for a couple weeks or something, I'll see them. They'll say, wow, you look like you're losing weight. And I said, well, I've already lost it. And I am still losing it. But another remarkable thing is the fact that my blood pressure used to run in the high 140s, 150. And my blood pressure now is down below 130.
Wow.
So it runs like in the 120s, 126, 128. This morning it was 128 over 68.
Okay.
And I can't tell you how much better I feel.
You know, and I remember that conversation after you've been using the Vital Balance and mixed with the Jays every morning, and you and I had talked, and you said, Vance, I just can't get over how much more energy I have and how much my clarity of thought. And I hope that nobody misunderstands or misinterprets what I'm saying here about three individuals who have the excess of weight that we've been carrying, if I can put it that way, when you have it for a good portion of time, we're talking a decade, as Agnes had said, that a long time, that it becomes really good friends with your body, and it's hard to get rid of it. And it's not just the weight, because we all know that muscle weighs more than fat, but it's the inches, it's the mass. And every single person that I know who's utilizing this every day for breakfast in place of eating, especially the stuff that's typically, you know, breakfast items, every single person that I know who's doing it. And Agnes, thank you so much for being honest and saying that the first 7 days was the hardest, because you're making a huge adjustment when typically if, and I don't know anybody who does this, I know people do it, but I don't know personally. That start every day with a donut and a cup of coffee. But I know a lot of people do, because that's what gets them going in the morning. You've got chemicals and sugar and fat and a lot of stuff that just jacks the body up. But if you give the body actually what it needs and pure protein, it's going to do exactly the opposite. It'll get the body going, but it develops and it fuels the brain so the mind can actually function in a better way and we don't have those hunger pains. Jim, I think there was a comment that was made to you, if I remember a conversation we had recently, that somebody even asked you if you were sick because they hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, one of the guys that I used to see at church, and he changed to a church because he moved a lot farther away. We moved like about 40 miles away, and he came back, and he asked me, he says, "Hey, what's up with you?" And I said, "What do you mean?" He asked me if I'd been sick or anything like that, and I said, "No." And he says, "Man, you've lost some weight, and you want to know how I did it." And I started talking about vital balance and other things, and he told me I sounded like a commercial. But previously, my thing was honey buns and coffee. I used to buy honey buns, 24 to a pack at this membership club locally. And, that was my breakfast. Not one, but two honey buns and a cup of coffee.
And there's a box of those in our girls' treat drawer that they got again at a birthday party or something, because that's a favorite amongst teenagers or a lot of people. I think Sara Lee makes that great product, correct?
It might be. I threw the box away. I had about four that were like 3 months old, and I just.
And trust me, because I read the ingredients, they'll last a whole lot longer than 3 months. I want to volley back. If I can, Gene, what did you typically, you said that you normally, a lot of times, you wouldn't eat breakfast, and then you'd be starving by 11, and then you just kind of eat whatever was in sight. You wouldn't actually even put anything in your body to start your day? Is that what you were saying?
Well, I would kind of go in cycles. I mean, I was using our other shake before, but I was not doing it consistently.
Okay.
And then I would be starving, and then I'd try and have some protein, like, you know, a turkey sandwich or something around 11 o'clock. But I would just kind of get up and run into the day, you know, and not really take the time.
Sure.
And with the vital balance, it takes, what, a minute maybe to put it together? I just put pie water and the vital balance, shake it up, and I go. And then I make my one for the afternoon.
Okay. So we're not talking complex of putting in the blender and getting all fancy and adding almond milk or, you know, some berries. And I know a lot of people do that. We've had a lot of folks share on the call different variety things they do just to keep it from getting monotonous. But even by itself, and I agree with you 100%, 8, 10, 12 ounces of water, 2 scoops, and you're good to go. You're dialed in. And once again, and Agnes, I keep referring to you, and I know when we talked a couple weeks ago, I said, look, if somebody who's, you know, in their 80s can break a pattern that they've set by just going 7 days, if you can just make it to 7 days and be honest with yourself. And Agnes, you're my poster baby, okay? And I know you're not a baby, but you are the poster stellar example of the potential of what can happen when, in all of us, those of us who are enjoying the benefits, and 2 days ago, I bumped into a friend that I hadn't seen in a couple of years, and the first words out of her mouth were, "Wow, you're skinny!" And I just thought, well, I'll take that as a compliment. And, you know, the beautiful thing is, whether that's our goal, is to have somebody say you're skinny or you look like you've lost weight or are you sick? I've had that said to me over the years as entering my journey. But if we're honest, now that's the key, if we're honest, go back to in your teens and your 20s when you stopped growing vertically, whatever your height was then, just be honest. Can I ask you of that? And if you'll be honest with yourself, that's where you should be today. Unless you're training for an Ironman competition or one of these weekend warrior dash things, and you're putting a lot of muscle on, whatever you weighed back during your college years or your mid-20s, when you stop growing in your height, that's what you should be at today. And I'm not addicted to a scale. I jump on one every couple weeks just for the heck of it to see. But when I jumped on yesterday at the end of the day, and I know you're supposed to weigh yourself at the beginning of the day in your birthday suit, I jumped on at the end of the day last night, and it's 3 pounds different than what I weighed when I was in high school. And that was at, again, the end of the day. So I want to encourage everyone. I want to thank Agnes and Jean Dumphy and Jim Hartman. And I know there's lots more that you guys can probably share with the group, and we'll have, maybe we'll do a trio and have you all back in a couple months to share continued success. But I think your results are typical. You know, those disclaimers at the bottom of an ad that shows the before and the after. Our results that we're experiencing are typical. It's the standard. It's the norm, because we've seen people, again, all walks of life, every ethnicity, backgrounds, and demographics, different parts of the country. Agnes, you're down in Florida. Jean, you're up in Connecticut. Jim, you're in Virginia. So you got three different types of, you know, what's typical food things and habits. And then we could go all the way back here to the West Coast and up into the Northwest, where all kinds of different things. But the bottom line is, when we make that choice to start every day with the Vital Balance, it will produce results that are just completely unparalleled to other stuff that's out there. And here, again, I mentioned this before, the reality of, here's my challenge. I double dog dare anyone to go out there and find something that's comparable ingredient list, price, and the ease of use without having a coach to tell you what to do. We have a simple tip sheet that Mac McDonald put together. And if you don't have that, please email me and I will get it to you. But if you go by that tip sheet, and as Agnes said, just go the 7 days and cut out all that other junk that is typical that we seem to eat on a regular basis, and just make it that first 7, 10 days would be better, but if you can make it 7, using the Vital Balance just for breakfast, just one shake a day, if you can do that, the results are going to blow your mind. They'll just absolutely blow you away. And here's the other thing. When I talk about price, we know as wellness consultants, we've got this great promotion that anytime we order 3 canisters, we get 1 free. Now, when you do that on AutoShip, yes, you can do it on AutoShip. When you do that, that brings the cost down to $60 per canister, not counting shipping and sales tax. So bottom line, you're talking $2 a serving, that you can't even make breakfast for less than $2 a serving. And if you do, you're going to spend 20, 30 minutes to get the results, get the numbers as far as protein, carb, and sugar to try and get those results. And then be able to do it under 125 calories, it's virtually impossible. Unless you're a chemist and you can, you know, really create some stuff. But that's what I think is so wonderful about this. And yes, I sound like a commercial, just like Jim, you get accused of. And if somebody says, well, you sound like a commercial, that's not for me. Well, obviously, then you kind of have to not be arrogant and bold, but okay, obviously you don't want the results, or you're content with staying where you're at and staying with high blood pressure, staying with blood sugar levels that are climbing, staying with all that stuff, or just staying big, which some people are okay with that. But for those of us, and we know that there are dozens and hundreds of people out there, thousands, millions actually, that are saying, you know, I don't like living like this. I want wellness. And we truly have a solution. We have all the other solutions as well. When it comes to nutrition, this is a core part of the wellness lifestyle. So I want to encourage everybody again, if you have not ordered the Vital Balance, if you're not using it, or if you know somebody that wants to check it out, please do so. And again, get it on AutoShip. There's a lot of different ways to be strategic about it, to get free canisters of it. Again, you order 3 at a time, and we've had a lot of customers do that just because it makes more sense, dollar for dollar. Go ahead and order a 4-month supply right up front. For a couple, you're talking, a 2-month supply with the free one factored in. If you're doing it like, as Gene said, you know, doing it as a second meal a day, well, you'll have to, you know, adjust and make it work. But bottom line, the beautiful thing is it is a wonderful solution, and I am so grateful. I'm so grateful to all the people that were involved in developing it and Sneakin for introducing it to us. Gene, Agnes, Jim, any last comments that you'd want to share with the group?
I don't know. I just think it's wonderful. It's made a difference in my life. It changes so much, and it's such a lift. It's such a lift. It's wonderful.
Okay. Thanks, Agnes. Gene, what about you?
Vance, I just think that, you know, we just should share the gift that we have with Sneakin with others. I mean, for myself and my family, it's been life-changing, and you just may be able to change somebody's life, and they would be forever grateful to you.
Okay. Jim?
Well, as I've been listening here, I'm sitting here in my normal Saturday attire of blue jeans and a T-shirt, and as I look down, I can actually see my belt buckle. Before, all I could see was my T-shirt, you know, my belly sticking out. But it's great. It really feels great.
Well, fantastic. Well, again, thank you to all three of you for sharing, because I know your results are going to inspire and help a lot of other people. And as I say every week, if you know somebody that you think would be inspired by hearing these stories and this conversation, and of course the host, who is never at a lack of words, as I get accused of by my family on a regular basis, the recording for these calls is simply www.saturdayamlive.com. Saturday, all spelled out, amlive.com is the website, and our dear friend Steve Crowfoot will have the recording up usually by the end of Saturday evening, if not sometimes on Sunday or Monday. But they're all in chronological order. There's 7 years worth of wonderful interviews and conversations like this one. But that's the website where it's at. And if you want to join the call live, if you're listening to the recording and you've never joined us live, feel free to join us every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock a.m. on the West Coast. And that number is area code 218-548-1536. Again, 218-548-1536. And the code is simply 1536 pound. 1536 pound is the code. We'd love to have you join us live if you want to. So for Vance Rogers, Jim Hartman, Gene, and Agnes Dumphy, we're going to sign off and bid you guys a wonderful weekend. Thank you again to all three of you for sharing your amazing results. And my email address, one other thing that I wanted to mention. If you don't have the shred flyer or you don't have the tip sheet that Mac McDonald put together, these are two wonderful tools. And the shred flyer is just simply a challenge to help hold us all accountable, because as I've said for years, without accountability, there's no motivation for change. And this will allow you to put some numbers on a piece of paper, some goals, and say, hey, this is where I want to be in 90 days, and you can do it. And again, with an affordable solution like this, why not? But my email address is simply V as in Vance, S as in Stacy, Rogers, 995@AOL.com. That's VSROGERS, 995@AOL.com. And I'd be happy to get those tools in there. And all of those as well are posted on Saturday AM Live, both the shred flyer and the tip sheet. Just scroll down, you'll find it. You're looking for the Vital Balance tip sheet or the Vital Balance shred flyer, I think is how it's posted there. But most of everything that we have is on that site. So again, thank you all for joining us. Have a great weekend, everyone. And we look forward to having everyone back next Saturday as well. And this is Vance Rogers signing out. Have a great weekend, everybody. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Vance.
To learn more about Sneakin, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.